Good morning. Here are your local news headlines for Thursday, the 4th of May. A County Durham business and IT consultancy firm has been shortlisted for a national honour. Waterstones, based on the outskirts of Durham City, is a finalist in the Best Tech Place to Work category at the National Technology Awards. Susan Bell, their chief executive, said, "The culture and value we promote isn't new, but it's fantastic we're now being recognised." The company will attend a London ceremony next month. An historic Durham building dating back to 1759 has been returned to its traditional appearance after careful work by one of North East's largest landlords. The Georgian building on Church Street in the heart of Durham city centre has been disfigured for decades by unsympathetic 1980s windows, but now County Durham Housing Group has restored the 18th century structure to its former glory. After detailed research, new timber-framed sash windows have been produced to closely match the original style of the building. The new windows, however, feature the latest thin double-glazing technology, so the building regains its traditional appearance while tenants benefit from warmer homes and lower energy bills. Although the majority of the Grade 2 listed building is owned by County Durham Housing Group, arrangements were made for all of the premises to be improved at the same time by working closely with two other owners. And finally, large and small-scale solar eruptions might all be triggered by a single process. That's according to new research that leads better understanding of the sun's activity. Researchers at Durham University and NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center in the USA used 3D computer simulations to show a theoretical link between large and small-scale eruptions that were previously thought to be driven by different processes. They looked at the mechanism behind coronal jets, their relatively small bursts of hot gas from the sun, and much larger scale coronal mass ejections, where giant clouds of plasma and magnetic field are blown into space at high speed. They're your local news headlines. I'm Gillian Campbell.